The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is a Friday, and that means we open the phones wide open to all of you. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We can talk about just about anything you want to talk about on Fridays. Hate to open the program with something so negative and so tragic, but at least two students at The Ohio State University have died, and it is assumed that they have died because they took illegal drugs laced with fentanyl. Number one, the drugs were illegal, and number two, they were contaminated. So a double bad dose, illegal drug laced with fentanyl, and at least two Ohio State students have tragically passed away. The response, and I realize that once again, as happens often, I am probably in the small minority in this. For me, the answer is very simple. We combat illegal drugs. We try to get them off the street. We try to educate. And we say, no, 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 no drugs. They hurt. They harm. They kill. No drugs. It seems that the response from the Columbus Public Health Department and the Ohio State University is, well, yeah, you really shouldn't, but hey, you're kids, so we realize that you'll be taking illegal drugs, so you really shouldn't, but we know you will, and because we know you will, just be careful. It just doesn't register as wise to me. Listen to this. This is from a local news report from today. A safety message was sent to students by the university about the Columbus Public Health Department's alert. While the university discourages any kind of drug misuse, let me just stop there. We discourage it. Well, it's illegal. Not only should it be discouraged, they should prohibit it. But they've given up. They have already given up. Anyway, all right, let me go back. While the university discourages any kind of drug misuse, students should be aware of unexpected contaminants or how drugs may unsafely interact with alcohol. Students can confidentially pick up a free naloxone kit. Now, that's the antidote when someone overdoses with particularly fentanyl or most drugs. Students can confidentially pick up a free naloxone kit or fentanyl test strips for free at the Student Health Center at Milliken Road during regular business hours. The university warns against students buying or using prescription drugs that they did not receive from a qualified pharmacy. Once again, the warning here is so weak. It is so lukewarm. The university warns against students buying or using prescription drugs that they did not receive from a qualified pharmacy. Now, I may be completely off base here, and I'm sure that many people believe I am. All right, I get that. But this is like a road, and it's a dead-end road, and at the end of the road is a huge cliff. If you keep driving down that road, you are going to go off the cliff, and you are going to die. And so you're riding or driving down this road, and it says, danger ahead, proceed slowly. And then you go a little farther, and it says, 20 miles an hour. And then you go a little farther, and it says, you should probably stop. And then you go a little further, and it says, it will be in your best interest if you slow down and stop at this point. And that's like 10 feet from the edge of the cliff. There's no guardrail. There's no huge, gigantic, blinking, flashing stop sign or a sign that says, if you continue, you are going to die. It's just, you should go slowly. You should be cautious. Right now, you should probably slow down because there could be serious danger ahead. The local news story from the Columbus Department of Health continues. Students can also use these tips from the university to help keep themselves safe. Once again, my problem is the weakness in the wording. And again, I'm quoting, students can also use these tips from the university to help keep themselves safe. Number one, don't drink alcohol or use drugs alone. Number one tip is not don't use drugs. No, I'm not making this up. The number one tip is don't drink alcohol or use drugs alone. Number two, don't take alcohol or drugs from someone you don't know. Now, if you know them, go ahead and take the drugs. Just don't take drugs from strangers. Yeah, if it's your best buddy, if it's your friend or someone you met in a bar last weekend, well, you go ahead and take the drugs. Just don't take illegal drugs from someone you don't know. Here's number four. Pace yourself, drink plenty of water, and eat food throughout the night if you are drinking alcohol. Now, it doesn't say, don't spend the whole night drinking booze. Don't get drunk out of your head. No, it says pace yourself. Drink plenty of water and eat food throughout the night if you are drinking alcohol. Did you get that? Throughout the night. And then it goes on and gives some other insipid tips. I know that these folks are dealing with difficult issues, and I know they care about people, and I'm not questioning that. But they really have thrown in the towel and said, well, they're going to drink, they're going to get illegal drugs anyway, so we might as well just tell them, you know, you should be careful. If you're going to take illegal drugs, just be cautious when you take illegal drugs, and don't do it alone. And if you're going to drink all night long, well, pace yourself. It just defies common sense to me. But what do I know? The sad thing is, two students have lost their lives by ingesting, first, illegal drugs, secondly, laced with fentanyl. By the way, whoever sold it to them should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Here's another one that I know some of you are going to disagree with me on. I am not intentionally trying to be disagreeable today. I'm really not. But I think this whole redistricting thing is embarrassing. First, I think it's embarrassing for the state of Ohio. Secondly, and here's where many of you will disagree, I think it's embarrassing for the Republican Party in the state of Ohio. If you have not heard the latest, the Ohio Redistricting Commission met today for the first time in more than 20 days. Why? Well, because the courts told them that today was a deadline. Now, this is very, very confusing. And let me tell you what I think is the truth here. The Ohio Redistricting Commission is comprised primarily of Republicans. I believe there are only two Democratic members. And this is the way the law is written that the people of Ohio passed a few years ago. So the makeup of the commission is legal and lawful. And because Republicans control the House and the Senate and the State House, the majority are Republicans. So you would assume that they would try to draw redistricting maps that would, help Republican candidates. You would expect that. If the Democrats were in control, they would present redistricting maps that would benefit Democrats. Take a look at what's happening in the state of New York. New York and Ohio are facing almost the very same circumstances. Obviously, yes, there are differences. But in New York, it's the Democrats. And people are screaming and yelling. Republicans, conservatives are screaming and yelling that the Democrats in New York are gerrymandering. And their redistricting maps have been rejected by courts, and a lot of similarities between the two. Well, the Democrats on the Redistricting Commission, when the first maps were submitted, said, nope, this is gerrymandering, this is bad, this is wrong. And so the Republicans said, okay, we'll do a second set. Somewhere along the line, and I don't remember all of the details, the Ohio Supreme Court got involved. Personally, I don't think they should have, because this is the responsibility of the legislature. But somehow the Ohio Supreme Court got involved. And the Ohio Supreme Court, primarily because of a supposed Republican justice, said, nope, unconstitution, go back to the drawing board, literally. Well, that happened either three or four times. I've lost track. But each time the Ohio Supreme Court said, nope, unconstitutional, you've got to submit another map. These maps were supposed to have been done before the primary on Tuesday of this week, long before the primary on Tuesday of this last week. It wasn't. So that's why when you went to the polls to vote on Tuesday, there were no statewide representatives on the ballot because the districts are up in the air. Well, anyway, again, very long, complicated story short. Finally, a federal court got involved. And I don't remember or probably even know all of the details, but a federal court got involved. And the federal court said, we're going to give you a deadline for the Ohio Redistricting Commission to come up with acceptable maps. And if you don't reach that deadline, well, you're going to have to use map number three. Now, map number three was already rejected by the Ohio Supreme Court as unconstitutional, but the federal court, which trumps the state court, said you got to use map number three. Well, the Republicans said, cool. That's what we wanted all along. So the Democrats said, you need to meet, you need to meet, you need to meet. And the Republicans said, well, you know, we're really busy and we got a lot of things going on. And so they put it off till today and said, oops, we've run out of time. Oh, my goodness. We have to use that map that the federal court said we had to use, even though the state court said it was unconstitutional. I get the strategy. But it was unbelievably partisan. And I assure you, if the shoe was on the other foot and this was a Democrat-controlled redistricting commission and they did exactly the same thing, Republicans would be screaming their heads off. It should have been handled differently. Well, that's what the Democrats do. Yeah, that's my point. We're not supposed to be like them. I think this could have been handled differently. I think it should have been. That's what I think. All right, we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.